You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We roll into hour number three. Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. It's a Tuesday, Bart. It's the third hour. When it's hour number three, what's that mean?
Let it ride.
Yeah, we can let it ride. But also, buddy, it's the power hour. Hour, hour.
I just like ending it with
let it ride.
I mean, if you're in Denver, oh my Lord. God, what a mess. But how about this story? So Jeremy Fowler, because you know, at 4 o'clock today, Baker Mayfield could clear waivers. If he doesn't, that means somebody's going to put in for him, as he has been released by the Panthers. Fowler's saying that sources are saying that the Rams are, quote, definitely having internal dialogue about adding Baker Mayfield. Multiple league sources say it would be a surprise if teams ahead of the Rams in the waiver orders, like the Texans, the Bears, and the Broncos, put in a claim, and that Mayfield would be ready to roll as a Ram, a source told Fowler. They're 3-9. I guess maybe they're just trying to ruin Detroit's first-round pick. They don't want it to be a good pick.
It's going to be a good pick regardless, because they're not good enough to beat a lot of people.
They're 3-9. It's interesting. Like, why would they want to look at Baker Mayfield? What does it matter? But, okay. So that's the story, and it's something we'll keep an eye on. It'll probably happen after our show, because it usually does. And then we'll see where Baker Mayfield's career takes him next. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, of course, is the number to be part of the conversation with us. We will continue your calls. Very busy day on the phone lines today. We got them stacked, racked, and ready to go. We'll get to them. But, Spart, since now we are officially through 13 weeks of the NFL season, heading into a big week 14, let's play a little Blitz or Prevent.
Here we go.
This is Blitz.
Blitz is coming, sack, fumble.
Or Prevent.
God, what a catch.
All right, we all know the rules, Blitz or Prevent. Blitz, Bart's all about it, wants to attack it. Prevent, doesn't like it, not interested, going to back away. First one I have for you, Bart Scott, Blitz or Prevent, even with Tom Brady. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are scaring nobody in the postseason this time around.
What blitz that? I mean, because I think the misconception is that, okay, Tom Brady's getting it figured out. I mean, they played an ep offense in the Saints with a quarterback that, you know, just can't make game-winning plays anymore, you know, situational football, down 13 points, you know, a bit of a miracle. I mean, because those 13 points feel like they were like 40, you know what I mean? But Tom Brady figured out a way how to win because his football acumen, because situational football, and because Andy Dalton and Mark Ingram lost their mind in the last couple of minutes and being able to even let the door be open, not to take more time off and make them use their timeouts. But with that being said, nobody's going to fear them because they understand who they are, not what they were. And, you know, I think a lot of times we think about people and our great athletes about who they are, who they were, not who they are now. And who they are is who Tom Brady is now is a guy that really can't get on the same page with Julio Jones, with Mike Evans, with Chris Godwin. And part of that is because they have probably one of the worst offensive lines in all of football. Worst left tackle. Tristan Wirfs, even when he comes back, is on the right side, not the left side. So that's not going to get better. And their interior offensive line doesn't allow them to run the ball and have the balance that they've had traditionally. So
injuries,
I'm not afraid. So not at all.
Afraid. Yeah.
Afraid.
Nobody should be. Injuries and obviously, you know, at center, but also just three-fifths, right, of that offensive line that won a championship was gone. Like, and the most important pieces were the ones in the middle. So,
and Jansen's hurt.
Completely, and that's one of them, obviously. He's injured. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons why. And you mentioned earlier in the show where you said, like, you're almost a team, like, they'll win the division, but whoever they play Like, you almost want to play them as a get-right game, you said. You said the Cowboys should want to play them as sort of a, instead of taking a bye where it can make you soft, get you out of rhythm, this is a perfect game that you could play, stay in rhythm, and not really worry because you got to feel confident in beating this team. But I always say, it's Tom Brady, you never, never know. All right, Blitzer Prevent, next up. So despite losing Jimmy G, the 49ers defense can still make this team a serious threat to reach the Super Bowl.
I'll blitz that. I think that, you know, Purdy won't be the last quarterback. They're going to have to sign a veteran somewhere, somehow, from somebody's practice squad or somebody that has some NFL experience.
I think Josh Johnson, they did sign. They brought him in.
Well, Josh Johnson can play some ball. We saw what he did against Indianapolis when he came in for the injured Mike White, and he put on a show and threw for 300 yards as well. He's a pro's pro.
He's been there, too. He's been with the Niners before, so he knows the language.
Yeah, so I mean, I think they may give Purdy the opportunity, but if he struggles, you have a Josh Johnson behind him. Their defense is in run game is a way to win football games. I mean, I've won football games with a quarterback that people would say, you know, is maybe a little better or maybe a little worse than Josh Johnson. So I mean, I think it can be done. In today's football game, it's tougher to do because the game is so wide open and the rules favor the offensive players. But they can figure it out. And Kyle Shanahan is one of the best play designers in all of football. I think that they're still a live dog. But this dropped them from being the favorite to being a team that you think or hope can upset a favorite.
All right, next up in Blitzer Prevent. Let's see if you blitz or prevent this. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs would much rather see Josh Allen and the Bills than Joe Burrow and the Bengals in the AFC playoffs.
I'm gonna go ahead and blitz that, right? Because of course, what makes the Bengals different? Not that Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Josh Allen. I would say they're equal. You know, you can have equally great players. Just like saying Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant. You know, you can't go wrong with either one. But what makes it different is their ability, because they have those two live safeties and Hyde isn't there, to be able to keep everything in front and make Kansas City earn everything. And, you know, also on the other side with P. Ryan and when Joe Mixon comes back, they have ability to have a real running game, right? Where you think about Josh Allen is the running game. They have real running backs that are the running game, which makes you have to play football a little differently and respect that. And not they don't have one. They don't have two. Because you can say Gabe Davis and Diggs are as good as it gets. But they have three because they have Tyler Boyd. And so they have three guys, and Tyler and T. Higgins may be – he's going to be one of the highest-priced free agents out there as he's a free agent this year. So he's going to get paid a lot of money to be somebody's one. And so I think – and also the psyche. The way that Styles make fights and the way they play football makes it difficult for Kansas City to beat them on a consistent basis. So I'm going to go with the yes, because they're, I believe at this point they're in Kansas City's head a little bit.
Yeah, it feels like it, no doubt. All right, we continue with Blitzer Prevent, Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. Blitzer Prevent this one, Bart. After his performance against the Niners, this Tua MVP talk needs to cease and desist immediately.
Yeah, I think that, you know, he had an opportunity, but on a big stage with a big opportunity against a great opponent, he came up short. And, you know, much like the Heisman, when you watch all these guys, you know, that was Heisman favorites kind of falter in their championship games in the game before. You know, if you have a bad performance and when you have the attention in the eyes of the public that want to see, okay, well, I haven't watched a lot of Miami. Let's see what they look like. And it looked like he peed on his pants, and he was part of the reason why they lost. It's not just the team played bad. He played bad. You can't have bad performances in December if you want to try and get that award. So I think he you know, exited to the left. He, you know, he got booed off the stage like Apollo. Sandman came and took him, and now it's, you know, opened the door for other people like Joe Burrow. Where he leaves out, Joe Burrow steps in.
Yeah, that's a great point, and obviously a chance to redeem himself, obviously, this week against the Chargers. All right, last but not least in Blitzer Prevent, Geno Smith and the Seahawks are what's stopping the NFC East from getting all four teams into the playoffs.
Geno Smith, that is true. But maybe New York can show some New York love if the Jets are able to take care of business and, you know, and beat Geno Smith. You know, they started off great, and, you know, I'm sure they want to – oh, man, never mind.
Uh-oh.
Not just some judge news, but never mind.
No, stop it. Do you have breaking news?
No, it's not breaking. It's just...
Are you joking?
No, it's hypothetical.
It's hypothetical. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you get something from 711sports.com?
Exactly. But they quoted John Heyman, so, you know, our guy.
Okay.
So it's all good. But, you know, so back to the point.
I'm rattled right now. I'm rattled. Whatever you're saying right now means nothing because I'm rattled now. Go.
Yeah, it's concerning the Giants, so it's all good. But, you know, I think they can open the door. I mean, Seattle, you know, is going to have to finish strong. You know, they started off strong, and now they kind of hit a lull. Kenneth Walker is injured. Let's see if they're able to win through Geno. Geno won last week with throwing for over 300 yards. They're going to need more of the same. That defense is going to have to continue to improve.
Now, I'm searching for something, and you have
What the Giants reportedly offered Judge $360 million. That's all.
That's a lot. How many years, though? It's all about the years. Wow.
And you know, we can get to this later. I don't know if now you're stuck, but we know that Judge said he was going out to the winter meetings. I hope it is not to be a gentleman and to let the Yankees down face-to-face. You know what I mean? Instead of sending a text and saying, I quit you. You know what I mean? If he's just coming to break, you know, if he's coming to, you know, break you down softly. Mm. Killing you
Blitzer,
softly.
Blitzer Prevent. Bart... If Judge signs anywhere but with the Yankees, Bart will do this.
I mean, what I'm saying is, like, we know that that Cashman revealed that he initially offered Judge $213 in April.
Mm-hmm.
$213. So you're telling me the Giants offer him $140 million dollars more.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? I mean, listen, it's okay. Yeah. We lost our guy. So you guys can lose Judge and go get Dom Smith.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
I don't feel a lot of enthusiasm in that read.
We got calls to get to. We certainly get to those. But why don't we just dive a little bit deeper into the Yankees and Aaron Judge situation? Because the Yankees did sign a free agent yesterday. I don't know how happy the fan base is about it, though. I'd like to know how people feel about this signing yesterday by the Yankees. We'll discuss that momentarily. It's Barton on ESPN Radio, brought to you by the Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier, welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I like doing the Mo voice, Bart, when I do a Home Depot.
Yeah, I like that.
You know. Bart's especially just when you do projects around the house, you know. You got to go to the depot.
Yeah, because you want a beer, too. You do a depot, you know.
Then you go to you get Duff. You go to Mo's, you get a Duff.
Duff beer home. Goggles.
I got to go to Home Depot, actually, right after the show. Got a lot of work being done. I got Frank here doing electric in the house and getting ready for Christmas. We got the whole host Christmas, so the whole everybody's here. It's like a mob.
Double eggs. You guys have double eggs for Christmas?
That could be on the appetizer menu.
Yeah, definitely double eggs. And in my family, we do the prime rib.
Oh yeah. Mm.
And we don't really do the turkey on.
Nah.
Christmas.
I never understood that. We just had it for Thanksgiving. Like, I don't want to have it again.
Right.
We try to like change it up, but I don't know. For me, like Christmas Eve is the bigger dinner kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because Christmas Day is like a mess. It's like you're all over the place. Like yeah. It's
picking up
a million people
paper.
In the house. It's like to have everybody sit down at one table.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a big mansion like you. You know, we have to do the thing where it's like a folding table. It's like an L into the living room. Hey, raise your hand if you've ever had that in your life where it's like the dining room table and a folding table and maybe some other like card table that they add to it and yeah. folding chairs. And it's like it goes like an L. It like snakes through like the living room into the, you know, into the dining room. Raise your hand if you ever had that experience, because that's literally what we end up doing most of the time. Anyways.
That was my family.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
That's, you know, you live on Long Island, you live in, you know, the houses that we have here on Long Island, that's what you got.
We used to actually, my grandmother used to actually have picnic tables that we had to bring up, but they were the old school wooden ones that you put outside, but she would bring right? them inside, like, yo, grandma, this table hard as heavy as hell. You know, like, yo, like they wooden, but they got the metal on them, so you bring them up the steps, and what happens when you bring anything up steps? Cling against bang. Your shins. Bang, mm-hmm. bang. Mess your shins up. You end up knocking something off on the wall, you know, or scraping something up, and she mad. Like, this thing is 50 pounds, and I'm walking sideways as I'm walking forward. So the thing is just running and smacking me in my damn shins.
You're exhausted. You're sweating. All that stuff, yes.
I love you, Grandma.
But that's the way it goes. Oh, wait. Do we have more? All right, so here's the John Heyman thing that you were referencing now. Is the winter meetings are underway in San Diego, and Aaron Judge, who was, by the way, he was on the field last night for Monday Night Football. He was wearing, I think it was a Mike Evans jersey, right?
Yeah,
and he was hanging out with Tom Brady and a little bit before that game, and now he's on his way or is on his way or is there already in San Diego. John Heyman, this is the report you were referencing. The Giants are in with a big offer to Judge, believed to be $360 million neighborhood. But the assumption belief among rivals is the Yankees remain the favorites. The Yankees are hopeful, but say they still don't know. Probably smart to say that. I found it interesting, Bart, that Brian Cashman, who, by the way, was the guy that I'm talking about, the signing the Yankees made, he got a 4-year extension.
Yeah.
12 years without a championship, 12 years without being in the final, never mind a championship, 12 years without appearing in the World Series. Like, there's not many general managers in the history of New York sports who have gone that long without even appearing in a finals, let alone winning a title. It's not, I mean, you don't see it. It doesn't happen ever. So the fact that he won in 09, and obviously he was, you know, he's been the GM since 98, so he's also got those titles under his belt as well. That's a long time ago. But the Yankees still believe in Brian Cashman, so he stays.
Because
Cashman said,
Go ahead. You have to ask yourself, if not Cashman, then who? Right?
Well, of course.
What's the guy that went up to? That's always the thing when you talk about making a tough decision with somebody with a resume that may be starting to get outdated. You know, who do you go to? Who's his replacement? Who's a young budding star? I mean, who's the guy that's a curse builder? I forgot. Epstein, but he wants to be an owner, right?
Oh, Epstein would probably be part of ownership. Yeah, I think that's what the story
is
there.
And the great guy from the from the Rays went up to Boston, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, who's the next up-and-coming guy? So you have to settle for Cashman. Now, you know, understand it. It's still fluid.
But I wonder how happy a lot of Yankee fans are about it.
Well, let's ask them.
Because I am, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But you see, within Yankee universe, there's that frustration of, you know what you're getting year in, year out with Brian Cashman. Oh, you're going to be a competitor. They're never going to lose. They never have a losing record, right? That's one thing you can. So if I told you, anybody outside of Yankee universe, like Stasio, you're a Royals fan, if I told you every year you will have a winning record, every year. But the team will always fall short of being good enough to win a championship. Would you take that? Because Yankee fans are at that point now where it's like almost like what the Titans are saying. You know what? We have a higher standard, and we got to achieve it.
Yankee fans and Royal fans are very different.
Yes.
Expectations are very different. So, yes, if you're telling me winning record every year, sign me up.
Yeah. But I imagine.
But we just witnessed today a team that wins the division, that has a winning record,
yep,
fire their general manager. We just had a segment two hours ago.
Right, but that general manager has never won a championship, though. That general manager has never built a champion.
Listen,
and Brian Cashman has, and he's been around for 25 years.
When it's been over 10 years ago or 11, what, 12 years ago now, like at some point you got to hit the refresh button on the resume. And, what's the statute of limitations? What, 7 years? You can't be charged with something after 7 years?
Then I wouldn't know.
Well, statute of limitations, like 7 years right. before you can do something. Like in sports, it should be less. And it's not about what you did. It's what you're going to do. And right now, he finds himself behind an organization that it looks like when I watch the Houston Astros, they look more like the Yankees than the Yankees look like the Yankees. And they ain't going nowhere. He hasn't figured out how to fix that puzzle.
And you wonder, too. Think about it. The Astros have lost Gerrit Cole and now Justin Verlander.
More than that.
And yet they still continue to be what they are. And so your confidence in the Astros,
Carrera?
Who just won a World Series, to continue being one of the best teams in the league, I think your confidence is still high in them doing it, right? But the confidence in the Yankees, Tommy Canley's back. All right, great. But can he stay healthy? What are they doing going forward? Can they get Judge signed? And when they do, I know this, Yankee fans will exhale, and then they'll go, "Boy, we had to give up a lot for him. You better win a championship while he's here, or else
Castillo was right there for the taking.
And he
wouldn't pull the trigger, right?
No, they didn't want to give up Volpe. I understand.
I don't care. So what are we talking about, right? The Astros ain't going nowhere, right? It's a lot of other teams. The Phillies ain't going nowhere. The Dodgers ain't going nowhere. Like, what are we talking about? So when you look at what he's done, what he hasn't done, and the reason why we talk about the Astros is because they keep losing these players, but their farm system is amazing.
That's right.
Like Gleyber Torres, burnt out, right?
He never hit his potential.
Greg Bird, right?
Yeah, well, injuries.
The Kraken, right? Like, you sign
Severino.
You
never hit his potential.
You sign Severino. You sign Aaron Hicks. How does that signing look now, 3 years later?
No, Hicks looks like a bad signing, of course, now, and you're stuck with him. Severino got hurt, but otherwise, when he's healthy, he is a very good pitcher.
When?
They finally get Gerrit Cole. But it's not about that. It's about four more years, though.
They traded Montgomery.
But I'm telling you, four more years. Well, for Harrison Bader, who's actually a really good fit, four more years of this general manager. And that's the question I have for you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Four more years of Brian Cashman. Are you all in? Or are you like, no, I've had enough? We'll get to your calls next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
Vibing to this right now. Come on. Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Bart Scott, can't wait to talk to Yankees fans. I know you love it. Let's get to them now. We begin with Colm in the Bronx. Colm, how we doing?
Oh, well, going on, Bartholomew Hollywood, Han. Listen. Really quick, the thing you said, I like the Tommy Kaemling signing. He was good with the Yankees. I think he's solid. It's a good signing. But as it stands right now, they made the priority, it seemed like, on the surface, is Cashman, even though they say the priority was Aaron Judge. And if the priority is Aaron Judge and they manage to sign him, what are they going to do after? I feel like they're not going to do anything special. And how am I to think anything otherwise? Right now, as it stands, the Yankees' mantra is, championship or bust. Cashman said, I don't want to win championship. I want to win championship. And that's what they've told to us. And that's why Yankee fans are pissed off. and they have every right to be. If they could come out to me and look at all Yankee fans in their face and say, we want to be really good. We are fine with being a very good team and having a chance and going to the playoffs every year, and we do not want to do every single thing in our power to win a championship, but we are fine with being good, I'll accept that, and I'll be a happy Yankee fan. But right now, that's not what the Yankees are telling me, so they're feeding me. I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah, I understand. I'll tell you what. If they told you that, no, you wouldn't be a happy Yankee fan because the expectation is. I mean,
I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Giants fan. I don't expect a lot from those teams. If I got a baseball team that's winning every year, and they say we're
at least you have that
win every year, but we're not doing everything in our power, I'll accept that. I'll accept that as a fan. I'll be annoyed. I'll be disappointed about the past and how amazing the Yankees. In their power, but if that's what they're going to do, I'll accept it.
Here's
where they are, right? They go with their geek squad, their analytic crew. Yeah. They say, well, if these guys stay healthy, well, in sports, nobody stays healthy. You're going to get one or two major injuries a year. How can you navigate through them? And they had an opportunity to go get pitching when they desperately needed to match the pitching of the Houston Astros, and they failed to go out and pull the trigger because they're unwilling to push some of their major chips into the center of the table and say, you know what? Winning is now. We haven't won in a long time, so it's important for us to hit that refresh
button. Right, they're always moving the goalposts. It's always kicking the can down the street. It's like, all right, well, but what about in 2 years from now? We're going to need this guy. What about this guy and this guy? So you're sacrificing now for always later, which buys you time. And I think that's why fans get frustrated. It doesn't feel like you're always all in for right now. Let's continue with the
Yankee way. They need to explain what the new Yankee way is.
I'll tell you what, though.
Say it out loud.
What Colin said, though. When he said that, I root for the Giants and the Knicks. So, you know, the Yankees, and I'm like, yes, that's the thing the Yankees have to understand. What you are, for a lot of fans in New York City and around the country, is like, all right, I can put up with having teams that I root for that don't win as long as I have you. Because you bring me winning so much that I can accept some of my other teams not being as good. But once your standard drops, I got nothing. Like, the Yankees at least give you that feeling of at least one of my teams I know every year is going to be in it. Eddie in Harlem. Eddie.
Hey, good afternoon.
What up, what up?
Listen, thanks for taking my call. I'm sitting here trying to take a deep breath, and he hit the nail on the head right before me. I mean, I had an afro before all this. Now I'm completely bald because I pulled all my hair out. I can't take it anymore.
You went from Dr. J to Chef.
Seriously. Listen, I mean, I had to sit there and listen to year after year Brian Cashman having to explain transactions, especially recently. And my thing is, if you have to explain it, maybe it wasn't the best thing. Maybe you have to second guess it. I don't know. But, you know, the biggest transaction is breaking news, Brian Cashman for 4 years. I didn't even want him for the next 4 months. I mean, really. Okay, what are we going to do? Even if you get judged, then what?
Have you heard the reports, though, that reportedly the Giants offered him $360 million, $140 mm-hmm. from the initial offer in April from Cashman?
Yeah, that's when I pulled my last catch of hair out.
Eddie, we appreciate you, man.
I
appreciate the frustration. Yeah, you got it. No, you can hear the frustration, and you can hear it. Look, first of all, you sign Brian Cashman because his job is to sign Aaron Judge. So it's not like you I would have kind of waited. Sign Judge and then we'll talk to you. Like, because he was working pro bono, I believe, right? Wasn't he kind of working? I think his contract was up, but he was staying on. Did you have to say, like, I guess they were going to go with him anyway, regardless. So you sign him, and now you got to get him to get the real dirty work done and get this roster built up again. Todd is in New York. Todd.
Hey, guys. As a lifelong Red Sox fan, this is the happiest day of my life. I wish they'd give him a lifetime contract. That's signing of the winter meetings. Go ahead and give Boone a contract, too. Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have been sliding into Aaron Judge's DMs, too. You know, just checking in on him. But I love the agitation from the Red Sox fans, too. They slide into
this
DMs.
Is what they want. Yeah. Mel is in Jersey. What's up, Mel?
Hey, man, like that last caller said before, a few callers ago, the Yankees have been feeding Yankee fan championships. You know, me, they're being on the outside of baseball. I just know that for a fact that Yankee fans have been fed championships. And just looking at their team, you know, their team isn't electrifying, man. You watch the Astros, bro. Every night you see a great pitcher. You see great hitting. Like, you can believe that they are actually going for a championship. There's a reason why they've been in the ALCS for the last 5 years, you know. And the Yankees, they just selling their fans short with promises. They feel like they can count on Judge or just one player, two or three players to carry them along, and they need nine players, you know. So they definitely got to do a better job there.
I mean, I'm a Mets fan. I'm a Mets fan, and listen, I can't totally agree with that because you talk about a team that has had over triple digits wins.
Win team.
But they're not built to win a championship. There's a difference between being able to dominate the regular season.
There you go.
You look at a team like the Phillies. They knew, like, the Phillies had a roster to win. Maybe not to win every game. You talk about, you know, not staying focused and, you know, Girardi and all that stuff. But when you look at it, when they all got together, you're like, man, they got everything that a team would need to win football, baseball games in October. And that's really what it's about. They fail to build a complete roster that can hit ball, play small ball at times,
that's
contact
what I'm
hit,
talking about.
Move bases of players over. They're either boom or bust. And when's the last team to win by just being – listen, the Astros is everything that the Yankees are supposed to be as far as hitting home runs. But what they did have is a whole other element because they didn't, you know, swing and miss. They weren't Sammy Sosa, either home run or nothing. They were guys that made, you know, pitchers work. And they were a team that was able to get players on base and move guys in and back, get guys in. How many times do we talk about runners left on base for the Yankees? That's been a narrative for the last 3 years whenever we get in the postseason.
I also just feel like I think the fan base has reached that point of saturation when it comes to this style of play. Like, it's less about the players you're getting. Because I do, when you look at the roster at full health, it's a good roster. I mean, especially I do think the Bader addition is a good addition in the long run. It was frustrating at first because he was injured and you didn't see him. And then Montgomery was there with the Cardinals, you know, playing well, and you needed pitching. So I get that frustration. But when you look at it, LeMahieu with a healthy foot, right, when he doesn't have the toe issue that really messed him up with Bader, you know, I do love, again, Cabrera was what a revelation he was when they brought him up. Like, there's pieces that you know. Like, I like this team. What I don't like is the style of play. It's almost like what I'm seeing from the Knicks. It's like they play – I shouldn't ever put a parallel between the Knicks and the Yankees, but I'm going to try. Because Tom Thibodeau's a defensive coach. And they start the season out playing a faster pace, playing fast, trying to do – you know, get more offense. And as a result, their defense sucks. And you're like, well, wait a minute. So your offense is, you know, a high-scoring offense, but it's middle-of-the-pack high-scoring. And you don't really shoot threes well, but you're all or nothing, basically. But you can't defend because you're playing so damn fast, and you don't really have great defensive players. So, I don't know. I kind of would rather – I don't like the style. So the Yankees, the same thing. I get that you have a couple of guys who can hit home runs. But you don't have the pitching to hold up for the days where you are more strikeouts than home runs. Those days where you just can't hit. And then when you get into a playoff series against good teams, guess what happens? They are built to beat you because they know exactly what you're trying to do. You have no other way to play. I think fans are more frustrated with the style of play than they are with the actual players. And Brian Cashman might be in on getting the players, but he's also in on the style of play. And maybe that's the thing that, are they ever going to change it? That might be what the fans are mostly frustrated about, in my opinion.
You can't even enjoy the regular season because you know it means absolutely nothing.
You're absolutely right.
Don't talk to me in May and June.
Right. Don't talk to me in May and June again. Just like I told you, May and June last year, when you were like, oh, for 50 wins, first place. And I'm like, we will talk in October, Bart. And I kept saying it. You kept telling me, why are you so nervous? Why are you so nervous? Because I'm telling you, none of this matters till we get to October. And guess what? Next year, same script. Nothing. No matter how good they are at the start of the season, it doesn't matter until we get to October. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. Where's Odell going to end up? And is Dallas the best place? We'll discuss. Barton Hop, ESPN Radio.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Bart, college basketball's back. You know that, don't you? You know what we've got tonight is at the Garden. The Jimmy V Classic annual. Just a great tournament. Texas takes on Illinois. You got Iowa battling Duke. Duke's always involved in this as well. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Garden be rocking some college hoops tonight. Got to love that. Tomorrow night, Bart, Trae Young and the Hawks come into the building to play the Knicks. You think Trae Young could use the Garden right now after everything he's going through?
Yeah, man.
He's
ice cold.
He's in a way where like he almost needs some kind of energy. Even the negative energy would be better than what he was facing in his locker room after all this stuff over the weekend. We'll get more into a lot of that stuff tomorrow. There's a lot to get into, too, NBA. We haven't talked a lot of NBA, but maybe tomorrow we dive into. Maybe I'll have to pen my apology to Anthony Davis. Or maybe I just say you're welcome. You know?
Absolutely.
Get him fired up. Say, he's please play.
Well, you're the horse whisperer. Right, you talk self against somebody, and they I think they make it their life mission.
Do you think Robert Saleh will ever come on the show, or is he just going to hold up receipts in my face from now on?
How do I repent?
Honestly, I need some type of penance with him because, you know, he has to understand I've lived this most of my life that I don't ever expect good things to happen to the Jets. So when early in the season things look like an abomination and he's telling me about receipts, I got to admit I didn't like it. But now that I've watched how this team has evolved and what they look like they can be, they ever can figure out the quarterback position, I admit it's good to see. But I don't know, like, is this going to be like one of those things where when I'm off, that's when he'll come on the show?
yeah he'll come off when you're taking a break or something.
Dan Grasso and Bart Scott today. Oh, look, Robert Saleh's on the show. Like, it'll be gonna be something like that.
He's scheduled for after Christmas, didn't you know?
Of course
that week you're not there.
Yeah, or better yet, he'll come on with Jason Fitz and Harry when you and I are back just doing the New York stuff. And he'll go on national with those guys instead. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Rich is in New York. What's up, Rich?
What's up, guys? I appreciate you taking my call. Big time fan.
What's happening?
So basically, I just want to talk about Cashman. As a Yankee fan, I'm not happy with the extension. Mostly just because, you know, when you're given the Yankees organization and you have that much money to spend, and I'm not going to sit here and tell them to go out and spend unlimited money on guys, but you're expected to make the playoffs when you have $300 million to spend. I mean, it's just, you expect to be there. So,
I mean,
when he continuously falls short to get to the World Series, it doesn't make sense to me to extend him when he's already given everything he needs. And he goes out and signs Donaldson and IKF and trades for them. And then there's guys like Harper, Correa that were available a few years ago. And the Yankees have been a few pieces away. It just doesn't make sense to me, especially when he already has that much money and doesn't throw it around.
Gotcha.
You know,
Rich, I think you're echoing the sentiments of a lot of fans when it comes to this situation right now. So the GM who's been there since 1998, and he has championships certainly under his belt, but in the last 12 years, not even an appearance in the World Series, and they have been overwhelmed by one franchise and one alone, and that of course is the Houston Astros. They are just not better than them, and it's almost in their heads now, and I think fans are frustrated by that, and it's reached that point now where you see the same GM stay for another 4 years, which means it's at least, you know, can he get into a World Series? Can he win one in these 4 years coming up? Because this has to be his last contract if he doesn't. If we go 16 years and there's still not another appearance, Bart, I mean, this has got to be it.
And you know Cashman is feeling it too.
Absolutely.
Now, the biggest fish out there right now is to get your own guy back, and that is Aaron Judge. And if you've got reports of the Giants already offering in the neighborhood of $360 million, the Yankees are better pony up to keep their own player. And we'll see if they do. Maybe the news will break in the next little while here. Between now and tomorrow, we'll see if that happens. Until then, Bart, have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Bart and Han Podcast.